The most immediate crisis facing the Trump administration today is the complex web of negotiations surrounding the proposed U.S.-Iran interim agreement. Trump has publicly stated the deal could be signed as early as today, but Iranian officials are circulating at least three different versions of the proposed text, with significant disagreements on frozen assets, reconstruction funding, and implementation timelines.
What's particularly telling is the Israeli response. Israeli officials are describing the potential agreement as a total failure, according to opposition leader Yair Lapid, with specific criticisms that the deal fails to address Iran's missile capabilities, proxy networks, or any pathway toward regime change. This represents a fundamental disconnect between American diplomatic priorities and Israeli security concerns.
The military dimensions add another layer of complexity. We're seeing reports that IRGC Chief Vahidi personally ordered Iran's recent missile strike on Israel, which suggests the current Iranian leadership structure remains committed to regional destabilization, even as they negotiate with Washington. The timing of this revelation, just as deal talks intensify, seems designed to complicate Trump's diplomatic calculus.
Defense Secretary Hegseth's warning that Iran will face war if it breaks any memorandum of understanding reveals the administration's enforcement strategy. Hegseth claims the U.S. holds absolute leverage and is already taking action to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, but this raises questions about how sustainable such leverage actually is, given Iran's regional proxy network and its growing relationship with Russia and China.
The Iranian response includes some provocative moves that seem designed to test American resolve. Reports indicate Iran is mining nuclear tunnels as the deal signing approaches, which could be interpreted either as defensive preparation or as a signal that they're prepared to escalate if negotiations fail. Simultaneously, Iran and Oman are preparing a joint statement on Strait of Hormuz management, which suggests Iran is building alternative diplomatic frameworks.
From a congressional perspective, Senator Lankford's call for the deal to receive a congressional vote highlights the domestic political challenges Trump faces. Any agreement that doesn't address the core concerns about Iran's nuclear program and regional activities will face significant Republican opposition, even from Trump's own party. The timing is particularly awkward given that this is Trump's 80th birthday and he's hosting a major White House celebration.
The broader regional implications are significant. Lebanon has filed UN complaints over Israeli herbicide spraying and soldier deaths, indicating that the Israel-Lebanon border remains volatile even as U.S.-Iran talks proceed. Russia's foreign minister Lavrov is visiting Belarus to discuss nuclear weapons deployment as a shield against NATO, which connects to the broader geopolitical realignment that could result from any U.S.-Iran agreement.
The economic dimensions matter tremendously for markets. Oil prices and defense contractor stocks are closely watching these developments, particularly given that any deal would likely involve unfreezing Iranian assets and potentially resuming oil exports. The uncertainty is one reason we're seeing such volatility in energy sector investments, despite the overall market optimism driven by the SpaceX IPO.
What's most concerning from an intelligence perspective is the fragmented nature of the Iranian negotiating position. When a country circulates multiple versions of the same agreement, it often indicates either internal disagreements about strategy or a deliberate attempt to confuse negotiations. Either scenario makes implementation extremely difficult, even if something gets signed today.